From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Ann Ball reporting. Reaction in Jerusalem. Israeli police fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem on Friday. One Palestinian was killed. This after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Jeff Custer reports.
Along with Israel on the West Bank, demonstrations were reported Friday in, among other nations, Iraq, Somalia, Turkey, Pakistan, and Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim-majority country. Protesters in Jakarta marched on the U.S. embassy, carrying anti-Trump signs and chanting slogans. Meanwhile, a Palestinian man was killed by Israeli soldiers in Gaza Friday during clashes in a day of rage called for by Palestinians after the U.S. recognition of Jerusalem. Israel considers all of Jerusalem to be its capital. Palestinians claim the eastern part of Jerusalem as the capital of a future independent state. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations says the death toll in an attack Thursday on UN peacekeepers in the Democratic Republic of Congo has climbed to 15, and the UN will fly its flags at half-staff Monday in tribute. The peacekeepers were all from Tanzania, and they were working at a UN mission in DRC's troubled North Kivu province, home to the Ugandan rebel group, the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF. A UN official told VOA that the group, which had attacked the mission in the past month, is suspected to be behind Thursday's attacks. The report says at least two